Hi, I'm Ann Frazier. Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. I am sitting here with one of my very best friends. This is Taylor Jordan, and Taylor is a big part of Night of Hope. And so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is your first time to do a podcast.
That is correct.
And so we're just going to talk like old friends like we have. We've been together the last 5 days, so this will be really good. So tell me a little bit about why you're involved in Night of Hope and kind of how you got involved.
Yes. So I met you through a business networking group, and we had a standing lunch every Wednesday, I believe. And we would meet every Wednesday. We'd talk about the things that we have, you know, experienced in life. And you told me about a meeting that you had on Tuesdays. And I think a couple of times you had asked me, and I think I had just started my new position at my job. And I said, Ann, I don't know. I don't know if I can fit it in, but I will try. I think I went to a couple of meetings. I skipped a few, so I was on the naughty list for a little bit. And then it became a continuous thing where I was showing up every Tuesday at 4 o'clock to help with the gala, which is one of the biggest things I'm super excited about. And that is kind of how I got involved with the gala, or with Night of Hope, I should say.
Right, because last year you're talking about the second year when you kind of started, but then last year, our third year, you were involved the whole time.
That is correct, yes.
Right,
you were all. So this will be my third year helping with the Night of Hope.
So what is your role now with Night of Hope?
I have a big girl role now. I am the CFO, so I help with the financial part, budgeting, everything that comes with the Night of Hope itself, and then specifically for the gala itself. So that is like my little baby is the gala. So,
and you're very good at it. Very good and very passionate about it. And I love that because it's a big deal.
It is. It's exciting. I love I love everything about it. I love Night of Hope. But the gala is something that is just everything that's like a start to finish job, and you get to see everything come to light.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to, that final night is just like, whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your... Well, let's go back to, do you have any family members or friends that have dealt with this? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I joined Night of Hope, I have a godfather who was the pastor of our church in Ohio. I was born and raised in that church. It's Ebenezer Baptist Church in Sandusky, Ohio, which is where I'm originally from. I first witnessed this disease. He was our pastor, and there would be moments while he'd be preaching and he would forget a few things. He may have forgot where he was at, or he may have forgot what he was talking about while he was preaching. And so I first witnessed it then. And then when I would go to visit him, he would ask me a couple of times what my name was. And so he could not remember my name. He could remember my mom because, of course, she was younger. So his daughter and my mom are best friends. And so he could remember my mom's name. I mean, first name, middle name, he could remember it clear as day, but he could not remember my name. So a lot of times I would say, he would say, now daughter, tell me what your name is. And so I would tell him every time what my name was, but we would go and visit him. And then my great-grandmother, who is my grandmother's mom, she also had the Alzheimer's disease and she could not remember me. But there'd be moments where she would go back and she would replay moments that she had as a child. And so a lot of times, and I'll be completely honest, we would laugh with her because she would be laughing. And she could remember those moments. And it was fun with her. And so if I could relate in those moments of what she was laughing at, I would laugh with her. Not to say I was laughing at her, but laughing with her because those were moments that she enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the times that she remembered. So those were the experiences that I've had with it. But those were the two closest people that I've had in my family that dealt with the disease.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So isn't that interesting how a lot of times those memories from the past are really, they can still recall those, but they can't tell you, people with Alzheimer's or dementia can't tell you what they had for lunch 10 minutes ago.
No.
So, but a lot of times, hopefully, they go back to some of those great memories that they had before. And that's kind of a nice place to be, if you think about it, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, that's I think if you were trying to look for any positive, that hopefully people, if they do go back in time, they go back to some of those great memories.
Yeah.
So now, fast forward, with your volunteer position at Night of Hope, where do you want to go? Where do you see Night of Hope going, and where do you want to go with Night of Hope?
I think you asked me this, and I always, the same response is, we want to be nationwide. I want to be able to spread the word of Night of Hope, because a lot of people do not know or understand that there's potential for the reversal of cognitive decline. In my community or any other community that I'm involved in, a lot of people have not heard of it. And that is one of the touch points that has just spoke with me, because if I knew this, or if my family knew this, I think that we would have worked on these things ahead of time. And a lot of people don't know anything about it. I think a lot of times people are put on the drug and it's downhill from there. And if I could maybe, no, if or will I, when I can, I want to be able to help someone reverse the potential of reversing their cognitive decline. If I am able to be that voice for that person, because a lot of people do not know about the potential of it. So.
That's exactly right on. Mm-hmm. That's the whole reason why I started this, is because everybody needs to know that there's something you can do. And whether they choose to do the steps or not, at least they know it.
Right.
Right? And it's kind of like, you know, you can choose to, once you know the rules, you can choose to abide by them or not, mm-hmm. you know. And so if I choose to speed, then I get the consequences. But a lot of people don't know that they have a choice, potentially, right?
No.
So I love that. I love your passion. And I love the direction that you want to go, because you want to kind of be over that gala piece.
Yes.
Because, so did you ever want to be an event planner?
Funny thing is, I was an event planner for a restaurant, and then I have an aunt on my grandma's side who does that. So I literally helped her as a young child, helping her with events at our church or things that she had going on. So I would help her with those things. So it was kind of always a passion of mine, and I like to manage things. So I have a little bit of control. So I like to manage things. And so that is, I absolutely love planning. I love timelines. I'm organized. So I love all those things. So.
Yes, you are. I can attest to all of those things. You keep me in line. So very good. So let's just talk for a moment. You went with me. We went down to see Jay Allen.
Yes.
What did you take from all of that about our experience there, the band, our message? Like, what? Tell our listeners kind of how that went.
So, you know, we all went down, and, you know, we weren't really expecting too much from it, because we just didn't know. But I think the biggest part was we got to meet Jay Allen, number one, and listening to his message. I think that we have talked about his message a lot, but we got to understand him a little bit better and get a little closer to him. But we also got to touch people in the venues. So we realized that every time we talked to one person, they have always said back to us, or their response was, I have had someone close to me pass away from this disease. So I think that we were able to add that personal touch to people that were not only there to see Jay Allen, but then we were also able to reach other people and let them know about our nonprofit. So that was the biggest thing for us, or for me, I should say. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say for us, I shouldn't speak for everyone, but that was the biggest thing for me. We were able to touch one other person and let them know about our nonprofit and what we're doing to reach the community about the potential of reversal.
Correct. And we worked that whole time.
Oh, we absolutely did work. We worked.
Yeah. Yeah. The four of us, we sat down and even if we were at a restaurant, we were talking, we had our notebooks, we were planning out, you know, more things that we're doing and our message. And at both venues, we ended up meeting somebody key that really was touched by our message, and we've been able to connect with them already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We even worked in the car. I mean, we were driving 3 hours, and we were working in that car.
Right.
So we did not stop working. So we came up with really great ideas during that time, mm-hmm. and I think that it helped brainstorm with the four of us and getting to know what we really want to do and the direction that we want to move forward with when it comes down to the Night of Hope and our projects that we have coming out.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to return back to the podcast in just a moment, but we wanted to do a quick infomercial, and we wanted to tell you that we are looking for sponsors for our podcast. So if you or anyone you know have been affected by Alzheimer's and you're loving our podcast, then we would absolutely love to talk to you. You know, we are we're based here out of Kansas City, but we have listeners all over the United States, and in fact, all over the world, which is really fun and exciting to see where people tune in from. So France, Australia, all kinds of different places. And that's really, really cool to see our reach go so far. And we are hoping to take our podcast to 2 days a week. So in order to do that, we are looking for some podcast sponsors. So if you or anyone you know would love to have an infomercial about your wonderful company, we would love to spotlight you. And so please reach out to us and email us at info@thenightofhope.com. And we will reach out to you and we can talk about all the different levels that we have. You can sponsor for 1 month, 3 months, or a year. We'd love to talk to you about that. So thanks so much. And again, reach out to us by emailing us at info@thenightofhope.com. Thanks so much. Now we'll return back to the podcast.
It's kind of like when corporations take like their leadership team and they go on a retreat together for just planning. That's exactly what it was because we didn't even go to the beach.
No, we couldn't make it.
Yeah, we could see the water canals, but we didn't ever go to the beach. No. So, but that it was really, really good.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And so anything else that you want to add or you'd like to talk about with Night of Hope and anything else that we have going on?
Yes. So as I've mentioned, the gala is my baby. And so I would love for more people to come to our gala, which is held on June 8th at the Lowe's Hotel. Purchase your tickets and become a sponsor. That is the biggest way to partner with us is to not only advertise your business, but also to become a part of the Night of Hope Gala. And that is held once again, June 8th at the Lowe's Hotel.
And so how can people get a hold of us for those tickets?
Yes, they can go to thenightofhope.com or you can just reach out to me at taylor@thenightofhope.com. But if you go to our website and you can purchase your tickets there.
Okay, very good. And one thing I want to touch on, so we've got, I just interviewed the other day, I interviewed Rob Ellerman, mm-hmm. and because he's such a big sponsor, he's our largest sponsor. If a company wanted to get involved, because it's cool that Rob says that he's donating to us, but also like Path's Law Firm, for instance,
yes.
like they say our only place that we're putting our extra money in and our support is to the Night of Hope. Mm-hmm. And that's Path's Law Firm's charity. And there's lots of big corporations that if they don't have a charity
yes.
that they want to really get behind,
yes.
how can they do that?
Yes. So if they want to go ahead and get behind us, so a really great idea that kind of came up a little bit is while we were working, we came up with the idea of finding organizations or companies that want to give back to us. So if you know of anyone that wants to make us like in memory of, they can go ahead and choose us as their organization to donate to. And not only that, they can reach out to us at info@thenightofhope and figure out or find out our information as far as how they can become or how we can become our organization to donate to.
Okay. Very good. Very good. There's so many different ways people can get involved.
Yes.
And there's sometimes that we need volunteers, but there's sometimes we just need introductions
right.
to people.
Right.
And so sometimes introductions to people, if somebody says, I know someone who's kind of been through this or they're going through it currently and they'd like to get involved in some way, those introductions too would be great, wouldn't
right.
they?
They would.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll take good. Anything we can get.
We're a charity.
Yes.
Right. Very good. Well, anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming today.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you and I appreciate all you do.
Thank
really.
You.
I yeah. really do for
thank
all
you for
your time.
Allowing me to be a part of your nonprofit.
So oh, it is my it. Pleasure. Absolutely. Yes. Well, very good. Well, thank you all for tuning in today. And again, if you have any questions or want to get involved at all, you can go either to our website at thenightofhope.com or you can email us at info@thenightofhope.com. Or you can get a hold of Taylor
yes.
at taylor@thenightofhope.com. So there you go, all the ways. So we appreciate you tuning in today, and we'll see you next time on Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. Thanks.